How to build a digital content distribution strategy. If you are wondering how to build a digital content distribution strategy, you are doing the right thing. It's the only way you ensure people know about your brand. Why so? Well, there were over 600 million blogs as of 2019. So, it's even more now. And marketers all over the world building strategies to spread a word about their companies. Thus, 70% of marketers take time to build a solid content marketing strategy. And digital content distribution strategy is an indivisible part of content marketing. Should you effectively distribute content, wait for the audience growth and brand awareness increase. Fail to this, your company will arguably get any development. In this article, we are going to cover the main notions that go hand in hand with content distribution. So, buckle up, and learn how to build an effective digital content distribution strategy. Contents. What is digital content distribution? It's not that hard to understand the essence of digital content distribution. We can define it the following way. Content distribution is an activity of publishing, sharing, and promoting content the company produces. In other words, it deals with how you let your audience learn about your content. For sure, the content distribution may find its path in different ways and formats. Distribution via social channels still holds its positions. Yet nowadays it's not always enough. Nowadays, companies require the help of digital content distribution platforms for better results. Another goal content distribution strives, is getting quality backlinks. So, in a way, content distribution covers multiple goals. How to build a digital content distribution strategy? Without a doubt, content distribution directly influences the company's growth and awareness. Hence, you don't want to fail it. That's why we are coming closer to the digital content distribution strategy. From collaborating with digital content distribution companies to choosing social media channels, you should consider everything involved. We won't say something new when we affirm that strategy is all about planning. Before jumping to distribution, think of these questions. What is your audience? What content do you usually produce? What distribution channels will you use? What content type will you distribute? Only after this, you can put up an editorial calendar. And only then you can create content and distribute it. As you can see, planning is marketers' everything. Now we can move to some specific parts connected with content distribution. What are the digital contribution types? Well, there can be different distribution options. However, the form of the distribution may vary depending on the control over the content. Content Marketing Institute outlines three main content distribution types. Owned media. Here, the digital rights management for content distribution is the highest. And, respectively, control is the same high. Have you guessed what channels refer to this point? Basically, it deals with all the channels that you can fully control. Accordingly, your blog, your social media networks, your email broadcasts, your downloadable content. Refer to the owned media, earned or shared media. This type deals with third parties. That said, other people share your content. Respectively, only they have full control over your content. They solely decide whether to keep it on their platforms or delete it. Who can distribute your content? Influencers, bloggers, sites from the same industry, online media. What's interesting, we can refer forums to this type as well. Though you can personally place your content on these platforms, only their owners have full control over it. For instance, they can delete it without any notice. Paid media. Unlike the other two previous types that are mostly free, this type is paid. And that is clear from its name. Anyway, this option gives the broadest options to the content owners. They can distribute almost any content to almost any channel. Of course, this distribution type needs budget planning. After this, you can decide what paid activities to take on. PPC, paid campaigns with influencers, bloggers, sponsored content, paid ads for social channels. Accordingly, with this type, you expose your content on a variety of channels. Yet they don't include ones run and controlled by you. Are you looking for sponsored content opportunities? Check your options here. What content types do you distribute? The choice of the content types is so vast. Yet ones may work better and the others worse. Keep in mind the questions we've discussed in the content distribution strategy abstract. All in all, we are sharing the major content types you can choose from. Please note, every content type requires a specific content distribution strategy. Blog. Well, the blog is the most obvious way to distribute content. That's why 53% of marketers prioritize blogging. Nonetheless, your company's blog is not the only platform to distribute your articles. We advise sharing your blog posts via newsletters and social networks. Moreover, if your blog covers a variety of topics, create a separate page for each subcategory. Also, form different audiences for the subscription lists. Ebook or white paper. That's a downloadable type of content. Both ebook and white paper provide some in-depth and expert information. The only difference is that ebooks may deliver the information less officially. Marketers prefer to distribute ebooks via landing pages. Frankly speaking, it's a great way of acquiring new customers. Why so? Because in most cases, readers have to share their email to download the ebook. Video. Content is king, but video can become a new one. Do you know that 80% of marketers declare that video has instantly grown sales? We assume the number shows the effectiveness of this content type. The first digital content distribution platform that comes into mind is YouTube. Nevertheless, you can deliver video content via Vimeo, TikTok, Instagram, etc. Podcasts. Audio content becomes more and more popular. Almost half of 25 to 34 US citizens listen to podcasts. Even Google is changing algorithms to convert text-based content into audio. You can add audio to your blog, but also you can go further. There are a variety of platforms where you can post your content. We'd like to mention Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Moreover, you can use SoundCloud to distribute audio content. Case studies. Almost 15% of marketers claim to employ case studies among other content types. Of course, this content kind is more typical for B2B companies. Case studies are a good way to show your customers how you can help them. Tell them about your competitive advantage. Show why your services are better compared to rivals. Create a special page on your site to describe the success stories. Infographics. Jokes aside, infographics are, unexpectedly, a killer strategy. Blog posts that include infographics have 178% more links to them. So, ensure to add this content type to your strategy. How do you distribute infographics? The first channel is your blog. Another one we highly recommend is Pinterest. A quarter of B2B marketers are using it to promote and share content. And it's even more space for the B2C marketers. What are the digital content distribution channels? We have partly mentioned what channels you can involve in the content distribution. Yet we'd like to mention the main ones. Plus, we'll tell what content type fits where. Sure thing, you don't need to aim at all the platforms. If you have a buyer persona, you know the age and habits of your target audience. If not, create one. It'll help you maintain the distribution channels the best way possible. Also, feel free to use digital content distribution software. It'll automate your activity. Moreover, you can schedule and control everything. It'll bear fruit. You'll see. Conclusion. A digital content distribution strategy is a vital part of the content marketing strategy. Without it, customers won't hear from you. Well, they might hear by the grapevine. But come on, we are living in the digital world and spend almost 7 hours online. That's why it's essential to thoroughly plan the distribution strategy. Think of a content you'll produce, create an editorial calendar, choose the delivery channels. Don't mind the help of the digital content distribution company. For instance, you may deliver earned media via the guest posting service. Or you can organize content marketing efforts with the help of services like HubSpot. All in all, prepare the content that is unique and relevant. Be it text, promotional video, or webinar, pick the correct channel to distribute it. Choose content distribution platforms to automate your efforts. And, finally, enjoy the brand awareness growth, more leads, and higher customer loyalty. We eagerly distribute our content via Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other channels. What's about you? Write your favorite content type to share and channels you are using in comments.